Continuing with our updates from our local youth sports organizations, I was joined by Hastings Lacrosse Board Member Michael Noggle regarding the upcoming 2020 season. And Hastings Lacrosse is hoping they will be playing very soon.
Well, everyone in the lacrosse family here in Hastings, well, in Minnesota, has been patiently waiting for any kind of hope to give us through this time. We heard last week from our governing body, the YLM, the Youth Lacrosse Organization of Minnesota. They have agreed to modify our standard field rules. So games will be 7v7. It's supposed to limit the amount of direct contact on the field. There'll be more space for each player. And this also hopefully gives those large teams the incentive to split their teams into two, so they also have less bodies on the roster, less people standing on the sideline. So that is where the boys' youth is at. The girls' youth, however, a couple weeks prior to the YLM announcement, canceled their season. So we are still holding out for potential camps and clinics upon the go-ahead from Governor Walz. But at this point, there is no youth season for the girls lacrosse program.
Noggle on the modifications to the rosters that will be used throughout the season.
The league, the YLM, supports a 10U, a 12U, and a 14U level. Hastings is only going to be offering a 12U and a 14U level in this modified setting. We are hoping to, in exchange, offer a U8 and U10 in-home program to kind of help alleviate any of those issues where families might not want to travel out of town for 10-year-old sports. And we are also waiting patiently to do something similar with the youth girls as well. So we don't want to eliminate youth girls lacrosse. We'll hopefully do what we can to keep it in-house here.
The way it looks right now, Hastings lacrosse will not be able to start before June 1st, but it's all about getting the green light from Governor Walz.
So at this point, we are still waiting on the approval from the DNR and Governor Walz. Right now, our public parks and fields are shut down. So as soon as we get the green light from them, we will start practicing. At this point, we've kind of been talking with our coaches to establish plans for safe practice plans, safe sideline conduct, and how to maintain players on the sideline. We've also taken this time to go over strategies and things we want our coaches to be working on with these modified rules that the league will be giving us this year. So as of right now, we are just waiting on the DNR and Governor Walz to give us the green light.
As we also talked about with Hastings High School boys head coach Brady Wozvik, it's very difficult for kids to practice lacrosse on their own. But there are a couple of drills that can definitely help kids as they get ready for a potential summer season. Noggle talks about some of those challenges, but also how they're overcome.
Yes, it is very difficult. A basketball player can go shoot on a hoop. They might lack the competition, but they can shoot on a hoop. They can work on their ball handling. A lot of the lacrosse game is with a teammate, whether it's passing or an assist or shooting on a goalie. We do have the luxury of wall ball. It's a very, very overlooked part of the game. It's simply just finding a brick wall and playing catch with yourself. That's where you get to work on your offhand and your strong hand and your behind the backs and all of those things that the coach doesn't really want you wasting practice to work on, but you can work on a wall and hone your craft. So even the best players in the world attribute a lot of their success to how much time they play wall ball. And you can see them on Instagram and all over social media. These professional lacrosse players go out to a wall a couple hours a day and they have their routine. Sometimes they have to hit a certain amount of reps. Sometimes they time themselves. But the wall is the player's most underrated friend. But there's just something that a person lacks when you can't have that teammate-to-teammate bond, and it's going to be tough. There are a lot more aspects to the game that a wall can't cover.
We've also had plenty of questions regarding the status of all of the youth sports in the Tri-County area over the past couple of weeks, and many, if not all, of these leagues have websites where you can find updated information. Hastings Lacrosse is no exception. Be sure to check out the Hastings Lacrosse website if you need more information that we don't have on the radio. Noggle with more.
So we have a website, hastingslacrosse.com. There's a contact page, and if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to myself directly or any other member of the board that you may know. And if they don't have the answer for you, someone on the board will, and they will make sure that your questions are answered.